There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, hope some of you are high and dry as rain slammed into parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and some other states in the Southwest, too. And after all the flooding, there were some areas that really just couldn't take any more rain. Gutters overflowing, rivers overflowing, but nothing like we saw the last couple of weeks. So, thank goodness, a little bit better than that. Sadly, there were folks at a Bible study that will not be returning home. This happened in Charleston, South Carolina. In fact, one of the oldest churches in the South, the AME Church. It was established in the early 1800s. Somebody went into the church and killed nine people. Opened fire, killed nine people. This is a black church where they were celebrating and doing choir practice and then ultimately Bible study as well. So one wounded, nine killed. They're trying to sort that out right now. The Charleston police chief has already said, I think this is a hate crime. I believe this is a hate crime. Awful. You go to church and you don't come back again. I say this, I'm going to say it again. Every time I hear about something at a school, a shooting like this in a place like a movie theater, James Holmes on trial now, that awful thing that happened in Aurora, Colorado, to this disgusting scene in Charleston where somebody's just going to a sleepy night, just going to church, just trying to feel the love, get good, do the Bible thing, and nine people end up dead and chaos ensues. Chaos ensues. I mean, do we have to lock our churches? How would you feel about that? Can you imagine you go to worship, and that's the whole thing. You can open the door and you can walk in, right? But now what? You're going to have a password. You're going to have to lock the front. Are people going to get a little bit paranoid about that? Because we frankly have had some places of worship that have had this happen. There was a Baptist church when I was on the air doing a sports show in Dallas many, many years ago. And they had a horrific shooting there. It was just a weird thing that happened where somebody went off, decided to go in, and they started to open fire. So, terrible. Some would say this makes the argument for, well, you know, if people have a weapon, if you know, you could do the open and carry, then somebody could be there with a permit who can turn around and take care of the situation. But the bottom line is, we shouldn't have to live our lives worried about sacred places or places of relaxation that, for goodness sake, should be serene and peaceful and have them turn into this. And I'm not naive. I'm not being naive about it. It's just despicable. It's what it is. It's just despicable. You can always throw in your two cents. I'll throw out the numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, at the tail end of the hour, we have some fun with our pal Nathan Reeder as we prod him into coming on the air and doing that fruits and nuts shredded and bingo thing with some of the stories that are happening the last couple of days. Also coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about some things that affect you in your neighborhood, plus the numbers thing. Yep, we can count. We certainly know how to count, right? And it is about the numbers, so we'll be doing that too as well. But also right at the top, the president was pushing for his new trade deal. Remember that? And it looked like, am I going to have the votes? Am I not going to have the votes? And enough Democrats bowed out that I think it infuriated the president. So Nancy Pelosi has been questioned about, well, you know, isn't this the president's baby? And what happened to the support? What happened to what was happening in the House? So Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, was asked about it in the daily briefing and the president's relationship with Pelosi. Here's what he had to say. We will hear from Josh in just a second. Here he is.
Again, the president and the first lady have annually hosted a congressional picnic here at the White House. I think there have been at least one or two years where weather has prevented the event from actually occurring. But this is a nice opportunity for members of Congress in both parties, I might add, to spend time with their families on a nice summer evening on the south lawn of the White House. And it is a goodwill gesture and a purely social occasion. And the president is looking forward to spending some time out there this evening as well. As it relates to the president's relationship with Democrats, I think what I said about the relationship between the president and Leader Pelosi applies to the president and his relationship with the House and Senate Democratic caucuses, which is that the strength of their professional and personal relationship is more than strong enough to weather a difference of opinion over one issue, even an issue as important as this one.
So the president and some of the top members of the Republican congressional leadership got together, actually, to make a push to convince the pro-trade Dems in the House and the Senate to resurrect the trade agenda, you know, this legislation to help push the way for this trade deal with a dozen countries was left in limbo after a massive block of the House Dems ignored that appeal by the president and voted down the trade package last Friday. So this is what we're talking about. There have been a ton of meetings at the White House. Lots of discussion. The president pushing, getting a new strategy, supporting a new legislative strategy. Republican leaders on the Hill devised in a last-ditch effort. So how about that? Because here's what the deal is. The Republican plan would mean a series of votes in both chambers beginning in the House on Thursday. And instead of keeping two key trade bills together, it would basically slice them. It would separate a bill known as the Trade Promotion Authority, and then it would streamline approval of international trade deals from trade adjustment assistance. And basically, so you know the difference between the two, and why should you care? Because the TAA provides financial aid and training to workers who wouldn't have a gig because of the trade deal. So it's like, okay, we really want to cut these trade deals, but then we're gonna jam up people who are gonna lose their jobs, but we're gonna retrain you and give you some money and set you off on your way, and hopefully you can find a job. So the Democrats have insisted they would oppose the fast-track authority unless the worker assistance piece was there. Now it is. So this is going to be a curious thing to watch unfold. I mean, you had House Speaker John Boehner and the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a rare, rare joint statement vowing to meet the demands of the pro-trade Dems that a worker would get assistance, and they're going to pass it and try to sign into law. How about that? Hang with us. Meet you on the other side.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver Forever has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Welcome to America Tonight, back to America Tonight. Of course, I'm always saying this, so I'll say it again. I'm overwhelmed by the avalanche of email that we get to the show. Bravo. So if you download, you're listening to us, you go to GCNlive.com, you're getting podcasts of the show, listening to them at different times, and you think, oh, I want to say something about that, flip me an email on it, because we definitely go through the email. Send it to AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. And you could have your words heard on the next show. Who knows? So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Joe, who says, Kate, did you hear what the boy who was bitten by the shark had to say when he was playing in the water with his cousin in North Carolina? Boy, I'll tell you what, I agree with you. It's such just creepy stuff. I mean, I know you can't be afraid to go in the water, but it is kind of ridiculous what seems to happen in the same spots. Isn't there anything they can do? Well, first of all, the answer to him talking about what happened, the kid that got bitten, his name was Hunter Tresky, and he said that he was, I guess, with his cousin, and they were just swimming, and something smashed into his leg. He said it felt like a big fish, and he started to move away because, you know, it hit him. And then the shark bit his arm off. I mean, I was like shocked. This is exactly what he said. So he was a kid from Colorado, and they were vacationing, and he was attacked on Sunday. So he surviving that serious injury, his left arm had to be amputated below the shoulder is what they had to do in Wilmington, North Carolina. But apparently he's in pretty good condition. About an hour before he was attacked, and about 2 miles away, there was a girl that was also bitten by a shark, a 12-year-old girl, and she lost her left arm below the elbow and was injured in the leg. So pretty close. Don't know if it's the same shark or not, of course. How are they going to know that? And both of them are doing fine. But, oh, my goodness, unbelievable. What's wild about the Hunter Tresky kid, and had such a good attitude, I saw the video, it was on one of the morning shows or something, is he said that one of the teenagers he was with had a belt, and they used it as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding, and all kinds of people are helping him keep calm. So that's great. It was great that people immediately, it's the human spirit, you know, they immediately responded, boom, and did everything they could, grabbed tourniquets, the whole thing, to help this kid. And he said that. He said he's grateful for the help. So he's in, you know, he's in decent shape because of the people helping him. It's just, wow, just a crazy, you know, just a crazy, crazy thing. All right, quickly, let's go to this one. This one from Dan. Dan says, Kate, boy, this craziness, I can't help but think about this again. This activist turned NAACP leader for Spokane. You've been talking about it. You talked to Lisa Durden. I thought that interview was good. She was funny. She was a little bit unglued, which was great. I don't get it. I just don't get what she's about. If she's a white woman, why couldn't she be a white woman that's helping a black cause that she feels passionate about, but portraying herself? And I think you said this. Portraying herself as somebody that she wasn't doesn't do much good to anyone, because how is their believability? Yeah, you know, the truth hurts. I don't get it, and I don't get the comparisons to the Jenner thing, because I think they're completely, completely different, have nothing to do with one another, absolutely. All right, here's one from Bill listening to us in Texas. Kate, here we go again. More rain. Do you believe it? I love it when you talk about Californians just dying for any kind of saturation. We are so saturated, honey. If we could just pump it into trunks and drive it over there, they'd be so much better off if we could sell it out of the back of our cars. Unfortunately, we can't do it. I just pray that there's not terrible flooding for the people who are already suffering. Yeah, because, see, here's the thing. Because the rain was so bad, there was so much of it, you had these rivers and creeks that overflowed. And in some areas it was worse than others, but a lot of that lake level or some of the rivers haven't gone down, or just gone down a little bit because of the amount of rain, and that's just going to rise right back up. It's crazy because, you know, in Texas, people forget this because the focus was on California, but we desperately needed rain. We did. We needed rain. So we got rain, but we got too much of it. You know, they say you can never get too much of a good thing. I don't know. I might disagree with that saying. This one from Milton. I like that. Milton. And Milton says, I'm not making fun of you, Milton, by the way. There's a baseball player I really liked, Milton Bradley. Milton says, Kate, I'm a Floridian. I add to the pack. I'm here in Sarasota. When you coming? Did you see the story about the tiger that escaped from the Georgia Zoo that they had to put down? Actually killed a man. How terrible is that? Yeah, I saw the first story, the zoo story, and I didn't realize that the tiger had gotten somebody. But, of course, oh, my gosh, you have a tiger roaming, anyone coming close to him or accidentally brushing with him. What do you think is going to happen? And that's, I guess, from what I understand, I just saw a quick thing on it, that it was just a freak flood. You know, this tiger escaped, mauled a guy to death, and he was then gunned down. So the Interior Ministry said that initially the animal was a lion, and they deployed a bunch of people to try to hunt him down. And the flooding was terrible, killed like 17 people, they're saying it. But the animals were swept from the zoo in the flood. So you had lions, bears, a hippo, and they've either been killed or captured. But witnesses told the Georgian TV, and yeah, we're talking about Georgia, not Georgia in the United States. They say that witnesses saw the person being mauled by a white tiger, which is in a place right next to the zoo. And I guess it was a 43-year-old guy. He was hospitalized and had a heart attack. Of course he had a heart attack. Can you imagine that? And they initially had told people to stay indoors because they knew the zoo had been wrecked and the river had burst. But, I mean, you're there, you're not, you know, that's, again, this goes to the rivers bursting. You live next door to a zoo and your house is floating away. There's not too much you can do there. And I think this is one of the, it was just a freak accident. It was just a brutal thing. Here's one from Steven. Hats off, yo-yo, Kate, to the Golden State Warriors. I know that you mix in some nuggets of big sports stories, and I have to say that was a very big sports story because it had been so long for Golden State to win. They won on the road. I am a Golden State fan. I think it's pretty cool that they won. Let's get some new blood in there. Yeah, well, that's definitely new blood. They had a great season where heading into the playoffs, they had only lost three games at home. I mean, that tells you something there. So going into the playoffs, which is like a second season, they did what they had to do. They played their game. And, you know, how about that? Steph Curry, who's the MVP of the league, was pretty good, pretty solid throughout the playoffs. And, man, it's big. They hadn't won since 1975. So that's a drought in itself in a different way. And they beat Cleveland 105-97 to close things out. They win in six, and they did what they had to do. They shut down LeBron James when they had to, not always, because it was a close series. But how about that? Crazy. All right, so we move on, and let's see if we can grab another one up. This one from Juno. Kate, I love when you get like everyone starts the same. Kate, hello to your listeners, America Tonight listeners. I know that you're getting rain, so I hope you're being safe in the rain. I feel sorry for the people in Texas. That's got to be a real pain to navigate through the amount of water that you're getting. I heard you say something about saturated ground, and it's called brown ground, and how it's affecting a lot of areas. Oh, yeah. Of course, so think about it. In one way, you had because you had the drought, if we re-rack to 6-7 weeks ago, you're still in a drought, but it's not as severe as in California. You're getting a little rain here and there, and then all of a sudden you get nonstop rain. So think about what that does to the ground. The good news is, I mean, everything's so green, it doesn't look like Texas has looked in the past 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's beyond green. You know, it's crazy. And so there's lots of weeds. So I'm thinking when the rain stops, the lawn people are probably happy about that. They're not happy about all the rain that's consistently dropping down because that's interrupting their flow. But they got to be happy about the rain overall because the plants are growing out of control. All right, that's our mailbag. Thanks, everybody. Remember, you too can be part of the mailbag. Simple, simple. Just send me an email, americatonight.net.
Your positivity. Thank you so much to me. I hate to be down, but I don't have the words.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com. We can count, and you know what We Can Count is about. The reason I started We Can Count is because realizing it's not just money that we look at as numbers. It's everything that we look at numbers-wise. For example, we just had 35 trillion gallons of rain dumped on Texas and Oklahoma, and you know, even parts of Arkansas got some pretty severe rain. Now they're expecting, at least they're saying in some parts, 12 more inches due to heavy rain for the next 2 to 3 days. And part of this is Tropical Storm Bill working its way up from the coast that's hit into Galveston. And that's a lot of rain. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be close to exceeding rain totals. You know, in weather, it's all about measurements. How much snow did we get? How much rain did we get? What kind of hail fell? How much hail fell? All that kind of stuff. So this is one for the ages, no question about it. When you're talking about 35 trillion, I mean, even saying that word, I have to say that, even saying 35 trillion, I think it's unbelievable. People don't, I said this the other day, people don't believe it. Somebody sent me an email like, wow, you obviously don't know how to count. It's not my numbers, it's the Weather Service's numbers. And it's true. That gives you the shocking, you know, in your mind, painting a picture of just how much rain
dropped and how much rain is still dropping. All right, how about Team USA? 1-0, a win over Nigeria. So the U.S. women's soccer team moves on to the last 16. That's big. They survive what they call the group of death. And next they play Edmonton. So, woohoo. A little bit of U.S. pride. Good for those women. Amy Wambach scored that winning goal. You know what? I'm all about the U.S. women, and I'll watch that. But my only thing about soccer is, since we're talking about numbers and we can count, not enough scoring. I like scoring. not enough scoring for me. How about this? Here's a big, giant, juicy number for you. You know, we've been talking about this whole FIFA, speaking of soccer, and the investigation into FIFA and money laundering. The Swiss Attorney General is saying 53 money laundering cases might be linked to the FIFA investigation. Wow, how crazy is that? Yeah, it's such a scandal that they're wondering, you know, with bribes and everything else, whether the next couple of World Cup sites that they're going to hold up. And they say it involves the 2018 and 2022 World Cup bidding contest, which is so unfair. I mean, even the FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, remember, he had to, he did resign, so that made you wonder, oh, gee, I wonder why he resigned. So what the main gist of it is that they're talking about a $2 million, or a $10 million bribe, rather, and whether or not that's part of, you know, what happened with South Africa's bid for the 2010 World Cup, which they say involved a $10 million bribe. And then it goes from there into the future. So there's like a 430-page investigation report that was submitted last September by the former ethics prosecutor from FIFA. Needless to say, this is a huge scandal. You know, 9 candidates, 11 countries, bidding wars. It's nasty, dirty business. So think of the countries that bid to hold the World Cup, and they weren't doing any sort of bribing. No money, no show. Why'd they even bother to waste all their time putting in, to actually host a World Cup, because they would have had no chance if all these people were shelling out big bucks for that. It's crazy. All right, this is sad. Bombs found at this Boko Haram, a camp rather, killed 63 people in Nigeria. You know, it's like that buzz in the back. It's so often, whatever group it is, and Boko Haram is one of them, we forget about them, but they're nasty too, what they do to people. So they had a, they say when they were combing through this area in Nigeria, they found a sack of homemade bombs at an abandoned camp that killed 63 people in northeastern Nigeria. The civilians were patrolling. They came across the bag, carried them to a nearby town where they exploded on Tuesday. People had gathered around to inspect them when they detonated. So how sad is that? So here they move their... They're moving this stuff out, and then these people die. And this is typical. They routinely used these IEDs, the things that we see in the Middle East. So Boko Haram has taken control of a large part of northeastern Nigeria, or they had anyway, until they were forced back out. And part of that is because of the way they use these bombs. And the other things, the other techniques that they have to chase people out. But very sad that they were looking at them. They hauled them off, and then people were just being curious, and then that happened. All right, still nothing on the escaped murderers, which is, I mean, how has the trail gone cold? I've been through that part of New York. I haven't spent any time there, and I realize that there are a lot of places where you could possibly hide, perhaps, but they have so many people looking for them. They got 800 different types of law enforcement dudes combing this rural area, and they keep shifting where they're looking. Do you know that these two convicts escaped June 6th from the maximum security prison where they were. So we knew they had help, and we know the story of Joyce Mitchell, the former prison worker who's been charged with aiding the two in their escape by providing, ready for this, hacksaw blades, chisels, and a bunch of other tools. So she was actually visited in jail by her husband, who's a prison worker. Supposedly, she was going to be the driver of the getaway car, drive them to her house so they could kill her husband. But he went to visit her, so I don't know, maybe he's asking her questions. What were you thinking? She's been suspended without pay, naturally, from her $57,000 a year job as a tailor in the prison. Ugh, unbelievable. So, I mean, when are they going to come up with these guys? And as I said, I can only imagine that I know the woods are thick, and perhaps that's what it is. The terrain is pretty deadly, actually. And the New York cops and troopers and whatnot are saying that, like, you know, when you look at what's taking so long or where could they be, we're talking about a big area, even with a lot of manpower to actually comb through, that it's just that difficult. It's that hard. All right, let's move to something else, because we can squeeze in, I think, a couple more here for this version of We Can Count. This is just the saddest story. You have to roll back, and here's your number, to 2013. I remember being on the air when this story broke. You had an Oklahoma teenager with a group of other people that killed an Australian baseball player just walking down the road. And the saddest, one of the saddest, it's terrible anyway, but one of the saddest parts of this is that the teenager said, yeah, I was bored. Yeah, I was bored, so I just killed him. There is just something seriously psychotic and wrong about that whole thing. The only reason he shot and killed him, the friends were bored. So now he's sentenced to life in prison, as he should be. 18-year-old Chauncey Allen Luna, convicted of first-degree murder for shooting 22-year-old Christopher Lane. And poor Lane, the only thing that he was guilty of is jogging. He was jogging, and was jogging when these idiots drove right by him, and then that's what happened in Oklahoma. Just, terrible jaw-dropping stuff, I'm sure, for the families. Still, just a couple of years later, a pretty rough thing to even process, of somebody saying, yeah, I killed your kid because he just happened to be there jogging and was bored. So that judge certainly handed down the right sentence, no question about that. And then finally, this one, the feds can't verify nearly $3 billion in Obamacare subsidies. They did an audit, and that's what that's showing. You know, we knew that was coming. This is not a shocker in one sense, but $3 billion is a big number. To not be able to verify $3 billion through Obamacare, I mean, think of your risk and my risk. It's there. So the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General released this audit saying they didn't have a way to ensure that subsidies went to the right enrollees or the correct amounts. Really? Oh, another dunderhead move. So here's the gist of this. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they didn't ensure the accuracy of the $2.8 billion in financial assistance payments made to the insurance companies. And they said they couldn't ensure that the correct ones were made. They didn't have the internal system. So they reviewed subsidies paid to insurance companies between January and April of 2014. And that's the first thing. Well, okay, if there's no process, how can we prevent this or detect any errors? We're not going to know. You're just handing us a pile of stuff. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. That's all I have to say. All right, that's it. That wraps up this edition of We Can Count.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Kate Delaney, howdy everybody, America Tonight. Time for one of my favorite things that we do on this show, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Bingo! Yes, this is when we invite Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro, into the lion's den. Hey, Nathan.
Well, hi.
I like that. Well, hi. All right, here's our first one up. How about this? Donald Trump decides he's running for president, and he really got the attention of one person, Neil Young. And the reason why is because he used one of Neil Young's tunes, and Neil Young didn't like it. He was furious about it, but apparently Donald Trump's people had really dotted the I's and crossed the T's because they paid for it, and his song is Rockin' the Free World. Rockin' in the Free World.
But oh, he was rock not and roll happy. Is so funny. It's so funny. You get past a certain point, and it's really funny. It's a little bit fruits and nuts, because those are difficult things to think about, because you gotta be, I mean, he's a capitalist, Neil Young is a capitalist, and he's also, I mean, he's not American, even though he's American, or does he have dual citizenship?
He might have dual citizenship, because he's Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, the whole thing's a little fruits and nuts. I mean, you say Trump, and I just go fruits and nuts.
I know. I agree with you. And no matter what, it's just fruits and nuts. It is. It's America. It's fruits and nuts. I love it. All right, this I wouldn't love if I lived in San Diego. It's a crazy thing. It almost looks like it's on purpose. In fact, I spent a lot of my youth on this beach in really a couple of these beaches, La Jolla and Ocean Beach. And what's happened to these beaches is there's massive numbers of small red tuna crabs, or they call them red crabs. They've been washing up on the Southern California shoreline for the past couple of weeks. And it's pretty striking when you see them, because they're everywhere. They're just all over the beaches, and it's unusual to see them covering the entire beach. I mean, they're literally walking towards you. So they're all over the beach, like they're on there on purpose. They're trying to figure out what it is, that it's the winds and the tides and warm weather, and why are they invading the San Diego beaches? But they absolutely are. I mean, think of
Ron
this. Close
Hubbard
your eyes.
Knows. Ron Hubbard knows. I know it
red
already.
Red crabs everywhere.
He knows.
He might know. You're right.
He might. He might. I mean, it sounds like the set to a movie that it all came from in the 30s.
It does.
Well, be.
Yep.
There you go. Fruits and nuts and crabs.
Fruits and nuts and crabs. So it's nutty. It is just a nutty thing. I guess it's kind of fruits and nuts. I mean, it would be very strange and they're really strange looking. They're tuna, these tuna crabs, these red crabs. And, they would pinch you if you were, you'd crunch them if you went running on the beach. It's
oh, yeah.
Strange.
No, they would definitely want to pinch me. Me and seafood, not friends. Definitely not shredded. That's definitely not shredded.
Yeah, it's fruits and nuts, you know, a little.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. It's just a wacky thing. They're trying to find the explanation. All right, how about this? There's a thing and I just was at three different golf tournaments that happened to be in Texas, two PGA tour stops, and then the LPGA playing in that pro-am. So there's a whole thing about cell phones, and you can't use them because people are crazy and they scream things out and they snap pictures at the wrong time. It's kind of strange. But at the U.S. Open, which is coming up, they're saying to people, okay, you can have cell phones. We're going to allow these cell phones for the first time, but you better make sure the ringing phones are off and they're not disturbing the golfers in the middle of the shot. And if you live stream or post videos of the tournament with your phone, they're going to grab your phone and they're going to throw you out. So if you go to do the thing, which I've done a few times when we've been on the air, Periscope or Meerkat, which means you could be listening to me and you can see me streaming live. You know, you'll see the cell phone, the Periscope, and it's a very cool thing. But they're saying anyone who does that, you're out.
Wow.
Live streaming is offensive. They don't want it. They don't want anyone to live stream anything.
Well, you know that offensive is not the right thing, the right legal action that is being considered here. It is, once again, intellectual property. And
yep.
They're doing it live, you know. That's scary. That's scary. That's a bingo scary to me. Yep.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's scary, too. Major League Baseball, they don't care if you do that. Because they figure, you know, as long as it's not you're streaming a whole game, but nobody's doing that. So they figured, hey, you're just promoting it. It's good. It looks good. It's fine. NFL hasn't decided what they're going to do. But I know because I talked to somebody on the PGA Tour. This had just happened when I was covering the one tournament. But the PGA, which oversees the media credentials, pulled the credentials of a golf blogger, Stephanie Wee, a month ago after she used Periscope to post a two-minute video of practice round by Jordan Spieth
and some
other golfers.
I mean, the other problem to me is something that most corporations are running into, and that's that the sharing that happens so freely with millennials is promotional, and not only that, the markets are pointed towards the wrong sense of that, and that's scary.
Yeah, I think it's scary.
Just share.
That's what I think. Just share, because I don't see what it's not proprietary, and it's only promoting whatever it is you're doing, and whatever's been paid for rights for television or whatever. That's different.
I mean,
so why not?
You gotta be in different markets. Really, you just gotta share everything and get into a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, I agree. And younger crowds, millennials, that's exactly the way they do it. It's exactly the way they do it. All right, see if you believe this or not. They say if you do yoga for 7 minutes a day, you will be 60% happier in your life. So this is why they're starting to get us out of stressful situations. They say if you make these yoga poses, it makes us happy. And if we're experiencing anger or other things or sad or whatever, it takes that away. It forces us to smile in stressful situations because of the breathing. So even according to this 2010 Harvard study, people spend 47% of their time worrying about things that aren't even happening, and they're less happy because of it.
Bingo, 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 bingo.
That's what I
think.
Bingo. Everybody do yoga.
Just stop
in the middle of the day, drop your books, just do it. Yep. Deep breath, that's what it is. Deep diaphragmic breathing.
Well, mainly
it helps you.
It's not just that, it's that all you have to do is breathe.
Yes. I agree. People need to breathe. You know, it's funny because yoga, psychology, and other things will meld into one where everybody tells you about breathing. So it comes down to that. So just take a breath, America. Do it with me. Let it out. Take a breath. You can all do it. Be well, my friends. I like it.
Keep laughing.
Elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.